Senator Phil Graham says he will not seek a fourth term. The senior senator from Texas announced yesterday he will retire when his term ends in January 2003. He becomes the third Senate Republican to announce his retirement. Graham lost his position as chairman of the Senate Banking Committee this summer when Democrats took over the Senate. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The rumor in Texas and on Capitol Hill had been swirling for weeks. Phil Graham was thinking about retiring from the Senate. Yesterday, Graham ended the speculation.
Leaving the Senate for me is bittersweet. The sweetness is going home to Texas, going to the ranch, freedom, the opportunity to have one more career. The bitterness is that I will miss the arena and the cause and my colleagues, and the challenge of doing the important, noble work.
Graham's decision means that the Republicans have lost a powerful and conservative presence in the Senate, and Graham was an effective politician. Rob Allen is a Republican political consultant who worked on several of Graham's reelection bids. Allen said he suspected the rumors might be true because he'd noticed that Graham wasn't campaigning as usual.
Phil Graham is one of the most aggressive, hard-working campaigners that I've ever seen in politics, and he simply wasn't doing the things that he normally would be doing in a re-election cycle. So I think a lot of people inside politics surmised the fact that Senator Graham wasn't out working at a rubber chicken dinner in Waxahachie indicated that he might be thinking about leaving.
Although the senator denied it yesterday, Allen says the Republicans' loss of the Senate affected Graham.
I just think Phil Graham is a highly intelligent guy who enjoyed the intellectual challenge of being chairman of the banking committee and tackling tough, complicated, economically significant legislation. And when that challenge is gone, then it's not as interesting.
Phil Graham always had a keen understanding of power in politics. He was an economics professor at Texas A&M when he was elected to Congress as a Democrat in 1978. But he was too conservative for most of his Democratic colleagues. Graham gravitated toward the Republicans and began funneling them information about Democratic Party strategy. The Democrats tried to punish Graham by stripping him of his budget committee membership, but Graham was way ahead of them. Within hours, he resigned from Congress, switched parties, and was then reelected as a Republican in a special election a few weeks later. He's made the Democrats miserable ever since. Graham enjoys a reputation as a political pit bull, but Allen says that under that reputation hides real political savvy.
You don't think of Graham as warm and cuddly, and certainly he's not. But what he was human. He put difficult, complex economic issues in simple human terms. It's not that hard to talk about the economy in big words. What's difficult is to frame these very complicated issues in a way that everybody can understand them.
Graham used a small-town Texan named Dicky Flat to explain his conservative politics to his constituents. Dicky Flat is a working-class East Texan, a printer, who often urged Graham to be stingy when spending tax dollars. Graham liked to say that whenever some government program was up for more funding, he asked himself if Dicky Flat would want it. Invariably, Dicky's and Graham's answer was no. Graham said yesterday he was confident his seat would remain Republican. As many as six strong Republican candidates may enter the race. Susan Weddington chairs the Texas Republican Party, and she says the money is rolling in.
We have broken the record for fundraising. The Republican Party of Texas has broken fundraising records the last two election cycles, and we are clearly poised to break the records again.
With Graham's announcement, there is new hope for Democrats, who currently hold zero statewide offices in Texas. One of the possibilities is Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk. Kirk is Dallas's first black mayor, a moderate who's become popular in a city dominated by business politics. In spite of the state's conservative tilt in the last two decades, Texas's Hispanic population is exploding, and that's giving Democrats some hope.
The state of Texas has changed greatly, and not just in terms of our demographics, but I believe Texas has needs that are as big and diverse as the state, and that the people of Texas want a senator, want a representative in Washington who will go and not only fight to be fiscally conservative, but also realize that Texas needs help, though, and that our families need help.
The political jockeying for the Senate seat is just beginning, and tens of millions will be spent before a successor is crowned. Until then, Phil Gramm still has 15 months left to be a thorn in the Democrats' side. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.